Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good morning, Saturday morning, everyone that's listening into the show this morning. Obviously, this is not Linda, because Linda has got an appointment with her hairdresser this morning, so I'm filling in. This is her husband, Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection, and this is the Weekend Review, Linda's Corner. So this morning we're going to pick up where I was talking with the vice president of the Hope Collection before the show started, and we are really proud and excited to announce a new service that's available to all members and people that join the Hope Collection. And this, first of all, the service is free, and we're excited to be able to show you how you can. I'm looking at one of the brochures that this organization puts out, and what they're doing right now, we'll have it on our website shortly, but what they do is they put our logo, the Hope Collection, on all their brochures and literature. So when somebody calls in to find out about this, is put an end to financial stress in your workplace, and talk about your job and things like that, and income, for sure, debt. There's another one. We can help people dealing with high credit interest from 22% down to 8%. Just really some really interesting services. The name of the company is called Cambridge Financial. And they've been around for 50 years. They're a 501c3, just like the Hope Collection. And we have contracted with them to be a service agent that we will promote and advertise for them for veterans and first responders and their families, exactly who the Hope Collection serves. So we first of all want to let you know that we are excited to announce this agreement to provide service. And they're around for 50 years. They got a 5-star Buttle Business rating and other accolades. Just everybody wants you to know that you can trust in them, and they're confidential. The Hope Collection will know nothing about your relationship and your finances. It's totally independent. And so we're just exciting. Life is just better without debt. That's one of the other brochures. And right now, we don't have it on our website yet because they're actually adapting the brochure with our name on it to be the sponsor and promoter to doing it. For all those who are part of the Hope Collection, I want you to know that for every client that signs up, Cambridge will give the Hope Collection $30. So there's an investment, there's a return for us providing the service to the world. And so we're going to encourage all the members of the Hope Collection to promote and encourage people to use it. I've actually signed up. I will be the first client utilizing. Not that I don't have credit problems or anything, but I'm going to have all the, well, I do have in my bills and everything. They have a budget service. I'll give them a list of my bills when they're due, what day they're due on. They'll organize it so that our cash flow remains the best. And if we have high interest rate on any of our credit cards, you probably don't know. Most people don't know. Bob, you may be an exception to that. But a lot of people have no idea what they're paying, what they're losing. Because when you use credit card debt, especially now, under, and this is not political, but under Bidenomics, the credit card rates are going up to 23, 25, 28%. And man, you could be losing money left and right. You'll never pay your debt off because of interest rates. So this is a great service, and I encourage you, when the brochure of the company, Cambridge, comes on board, you'll recognize it. The printed logo is in blue and green, and it's got like a circles with a big check mark in it. That's the logo. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. But I want to let everybody know this is a dramatic opportunity for the Hope Collection to really reach out and touch lives, particularly veterans and their families, so, or first responders. So I'm really excited to, that's a week in review of one of the things that happened this week. We finalized and got that all in motion. Excuse me, my throat's a little dry. We had some other exciting things. Lynn and I are celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, kind of all month, depending on who we're talking to and things. But 50 years ago, Lynn and I tied the knot at a church called Blessed Trinity, one of the older sections of Buffalo. And we had, it was a week after Easter, so the church was all filled with flowers. We didn't have to buy a lot of flowers. That was good. But my pastor and her Monsignor of the Diocese of Buffalo signed led our wedding ceremony. And what was really unique, Bob, the other night, we had I have a portable DVD player, and we actually had it. My Linda's uncle was a hobbyist photographer, but he had the brand new Ektachrome Ektasound video program. Now, it allowed him to actually film our wedding with sound. That was before the phone, cell phone, nobody had this. We had actually pictures of our wedding. Linda walking down the aisle. She's got me saying, I do. I'm stuck, guys, for life. She got me on film. But it was fun to see our entire wedding and the reception. And Uncle Bill filmed it. And the quality, of course, 1974. And we had that transfer from film to CD. So that's 30 years. That's what? 50-year-old technology. And so it's not like today, the clear vision you see. But it was fun to review and watch our, we were in bed watching our service from a wedding. It was really a lot of fun. See all the family members and things. So we are so spoiled today with a cell phone. You can do so much when doing a wedding. You can really capture everything live. But it was fun to see that 50 years ago, my uncle, Linda's uncle, Kai, he did that for us. So we're able to share that as we have. We're going to have a party, and we're going to put on big screen TV and replay it through the player, DVD player. So that was really kind of neat. So anyways, I don't know if any Bob does anything else exciting happen for you during the week that anybody you spoke to about the Hope Collection or anything that you were doing, promoting some of the services or anything?
That financial program sounds like a really great opportunity for people. And we need to spread, we all need to spread the word to people. I know there's a lot of people with today's economy and what's going on in our country with inflation and all this illegal immigration and so forth. It's people are hurting. A lot of people are hurting, and we can help them tremendously, I think, through that program. And I appreciate it. I thank you, Ronnie, for bringing that on to us, to the Hope Collection. And I know it's to get something like that involved with connected up to our program and to make it available to people, it's a lot of effort, and I thank you for that. And I want to congratulate you ahead of time for your 50th wedding anniversary. That is a tremendous accomplishment. Also, you're like me, you married up, and
yeah.
you know, Joel used to talk about that all the time, where us guys are buried up, and it's a wonderful thing to have a woman that supports us tremendously, and I both you and I have that in our lives, and it really makes things a lot easier in life when you have someone like Linda and someone like my wife Flora to be there to help us through everything, you know. And they put up with us, you know.
Big time. Well, you know, I look forward to bringing, we both met last May together, and I look forward to seeing you guys up here again on Memorial Day weekend. So I know Mary Stanley, our board member who works and heads up our electronic information. This blog radio show, she operates and manages it, does such a great job on providing those services. So they're planning on coming up to Buffalo this year, Memorial Day weekend, for the celebration and program again. And so it's really going to be neat. So like you say, I appreciate what you said, Bob, because, you know, and you mentioned Joel, the founder of the Hope Collection, and what a dynamic leader, what a great friend he is to us, even now. And this program with Cambridge, I truly believe the minute it was presented to me, the minute I watched it and listened to, and of course I've met with the management team and the owners of the organization, and they've just been outstanding in the field of helping people. And because they're a nonprofit, and like I said, when you go sign up for their services as an individual, everything they do is for that individual and their family. It's secure, it's safe, it's private, and they don't have to directly pay anything for the services. The company works with all the creditors to help you reduce your credit or to help you recognize. See, in my case, I'm not doing it for them to reduce anything or do anything. I'm just going to help me make a budget. And they're going to make sure I'm not paying too much interest. See, a lot of times you're paying too much interest. Let's say you're paying $50 a month to pay something off, maybe 28%. That's never going to pay the bill off for 5 years or 10 years. Well, they can help get that reorganized for you. And they get paid from reorganizing from the credit companies to help you do that. They like you to lower your debt too. So it's a positive, positive thing, but it doesn't cost you anything. And so we're not trying to sell something to somebody. We're offering the total service to that individual. If someone's down and out, they don't need another bill. They need a solution. And we are providing, you know, with a theme of helping others by helping them help others. That's exactly what this does. And it's probably now the most prominent service that we have to offer in the Hope Collection and Golden Rule. It's dynamic.
Yeah, it really fits in. There's a lot of synergy between what sounds like what that program offers to people and what we're offering to people also. So it seems like it's a great match and a great tool that we can use to help people. And so I appreciate your efforts, Ronnie,
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's How did you find out about that program?
It came to us. Rick Reese has been, since he moved to Charleston from Colorado, has been involved in some major companies doing some work for them. And this company was part of the group that he's working in business development. And so it came to his attention, and they offered. They looked at the Hope Collection. They checked us out. They said, would you like to be one of our, there are very few organizations they put their name on. They don't give out this program to anybody. They limit the number. We're in good company. I think if you understand an organization like AMAC, AMAC recognizes this program. AMAC is equivalent to AARP. It's actually the conservative version. See, AARP is a major donor to the Democratic Party which I don't believe in, and I know a lot of other people don't. AMAC is independent, and they only serve conservative. They do not do any political donations. And that's why I don't like AARP. They're openly, and they have to, because of the amount of money that they give to a political party. And that's okay, because they do promote issues for seniors. And so they're in a position to do that. I just don't believe that they only give it to one party, and that's the problem. And as a result, what I like is I'm using this as a testimony of an organization that Cambridge uses to reach people, and AMAC is one of them. We're a good company. The Hope Collection, AMAC, that's an internationally known company that advertises on television every day. Well, Cambridge accepted them as a promoter partner. The Hope Collection is now partnering with them. So like I said, we're in good company.
That's great. That's amazing how that works. You know, God sends us opportunities all the time. And this sounds like a very good opportunity that he sent us. And I'm excited about it. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that could use the services of that program. And I'm willing to go out and find them and help them and help them to get started. And so I think it's another good tool that we have to help people. And thank you, Ronnie, for that.
You know, another thing that happened this week, Bob, was God created all the planets in the universe. And this year he decided to line up all the planets everywhere, including ours and the moon, our moon. And he lined it up so that this week the moon was going to go in front of the sun and block it out. And it took about 20 minutes, half an hour for that to happen. And it was unique. It was a unique point. And I look at it this way. It was God's way of showing he's still in charge. He made that happen, God. And now, he not only turned the lights off, he turned them back on again. It went pitch black. And where we were, we went down, our friends had a party down south of Buffalo on the Pennsylvania line. We went down to the farm, and we were watching the thing at our friends with all a big group of people. And I swear shared that story, and it was kind of the theme that everybody realized we kept it positive and understanding, and bless God for doing this and giving us proof he's still here. He's still running things. You know the power it took to make that happen in the universe, and so it happened. And what was really weird, when we were on a hill at the farm, we could see, it got pitch. I mean, it got black. It blacked out completely. But we could look across, there's a valley and west of Jamestown where we were, and that was like outside the shadow of the moon blocking out the sun. And over there, it was bright blue sky and clouds about 30 miles east of us or west of us, and where we were, it was pitch black. And so we could see, it was really cool as we watched the eclipse with special glasses, and our friend's son works for NASA, so he had brought us glasses that he got through NASA, special approved NASA glasses. And so that was fun. We made a lot of fun out of that. But it was a unique experience. When we first heard about it, and they were promoting it like crazy on TV in Buffalo, we said, light's going to go down. The sun's going to go down and get dark. Okay, great. But it was really cool watching those glasses to see the moon actually move over the sun. And then eventually you got to where there was just the corona, the blades of sun leaking out around the moon. And then it went pitch black. And then a couple minutes later, the rays came back out again, and it was a few minutes. It was out, sunny out. While we were there, Bob, there's a farm next door with chickens and hens and roosters and piglet, I don't know, all kinds of birds. And that was so noisy all the time till the eclipse happened. It went dead silent. And then as it went dead silent, all you could hear were the frogs, the stream running down between the properties. And there were, you know, millions of frogs down there. The only thing you could hear after the animals shut up were the frogs. It was weird. And so, you know, how the world was affected by the eclipse. Different animals reacted different ways. And so that was just neat, a fun experience to share with people and laugh about it. And I thought it was funny. They were talking about how bad traffic was going to be. We went by Thruway and down one of the routes. There was no traffic, none. I mean, it was less than five or six cars around the Thruway. Few trucks, and between here and Dunkirk was like about 60 miles, 50 miles, and it was nothing, there was no traffic. So we thought that was funny, and they were talking, the TV personalities, weather people were talking about how this was going to be. It was funny, there was no traffic, there was nothing. And so we went down, came back from Jamestown the same day. And we just, the hotels were overbooked, so you couldn't get them to stay overnight. Not that there are a whole lot of them in Jamestown, but it was neat, neat experience, once in a lifetime. And I guess one kid was there. He actually saw it the last time it happened. I don't know, it was 25 years ago or something. And he was a young kid, so he really didn't remember what he saw the first time. But he got to see it this time, and he'll probably never see it again. But, you know, it was an experience. I give God the credit because, you know, on Good Friday, the earth went dark, went black. And if you check back, they've done scientific tests. If you look back, the history and the history of time, it matches. An eclipse matches in Jerusalem where he was crucified and died. You know, the world went black. The temple, we're preaching here, the temple, the shroud of the church tore. And it was pitch black outside when he died. And, you know, here we are experiencing the same thing, modern day times. Like I said, God's still in control. And it was just him, to me, it was a testament to reinforce what I believe. And I was real glad that the lights came back on, by the way.
You know, we were trying to watch the solar eclipse the other day when it occurred, and we were a little disappointed because the clouds moved in, and we weren't able to see too much of it. It was partly cloudy, and then a lot more clouds moved in. But we got to see part of it, and we had several members of the family were out there with us on the back porch, and we were observing it. And it was interesting. I was at my doctor, my alternative medicine doctor, earlier in the day, and they had some glasses there that they were giving out to people. To look at watch the eclipse, and so that was a big help, and so we were all looking at it through those glasses, and it was exciting to see it, even though the clouds moved in and we weren't able to see as much as we wanted to see, but it was very good, and it was amazing how things like that happen. And I think it's going to be a number of years before it occurs again in the United States. But
yeah,
there are a lot of people in the United States that got to observe it. You know,
there were people that actually bought plane tickets in Arizona, and they took off and they followed the eclipse as it went. They saw it way above the clouds while they're on the plane. So they need to be really careful with those glasses, because you will, and people, there were injuries. I know some broadcasts, but people that thought they could, it doesn't matter, you don't need to have those. Well, people that injured permanently, they permanently burn their eyes out because the UV rays are so strong, intensified when the eclipse happened. I'd like to say good morning. I know Mary Stanley is on the phone. Good morning, Mary. I hear you.
Good morning, sir. You all hear the
good
birds
morning,
in the zoo. You know, what's funny during the eclipse is, I know I live in Minnesota, so we could only see a partial, but it was so cloudy, you couldn't see anything here. So we watched it on TV. And as Ron and Linda go visit friends to see it there, we're watching it live in from Buffalo. NASA, actually, what they did is really cool. They did a split screen. And so you could see it from space on half your screen and half from the places in the U.S. and around the world. And so one of the places we got to watch it was in Buffalo, New York. So my kids were more excited looking in the crowds to see Ron and Linda than they were the actual eclipse.
That was funny. But the modern technology, again, just, you know, enhances our life and things. Mary, earlier, Bob and I were talking about the new service, the financial counseling service, free to anybody, and we're going to have that available. We actually are having Cambridge is right now making up adapting with the HOPE logo. We will have, everybody will be able to download brochures to be able to hand out to people that might, you know, that you might, we have an actual service that doesn't cost the person a dime out of their pocket that will pay, that it's free service to help people not just get out of debt, budgeting, be able to realize what, you know, a lot of people have no clue. They may have four credit cards in their pocket. They have no idea how much it's costing them. And, you know, when it costs you more money to pay something back, and it's at a high interest rate, you literally might pay minimums. You may never pay it back. So you may be able to say, well, I got my bills paid. Yeah, but you're losing money every day, every week, every month. And so they can help you on recognizing. You get a printout and you get information. And they can counsel you on how to get out of debt, how to lower your credit card rate. You might even be able to eliminate some credit cards. And it's a very positive, and it doesn't cost you or the person anything out of their pocket. The arrangements that Cambridge makes with the companies, they get paid by that. So we're providing a service. How many veterans go around? And that's the key. We are serving veterans and first responders and their families. How many families today are getting killed by the 25% or 30% income or interest rates on a credit card? You know, it's hard enough money. Money doesn't go far enough now when you're paying interest rates. It's terrible, terrible. Go ahead, Mary.
The other great part of Cambridge, because I used it personally myself, was they actually help you up your credit score. They show you ways that are easier than just, you know, most people will tell you, go get a loan. Well, you have to have a credit score to get a loan. There's that, you know, double-edged sword. And so one thing that Cambridge specializes in is working with veterans who just get out of the military, because a lot of people don't realize in the military we don't have a lot of bills. And the ones we do didn't affect your credit score. We didn't have a lot of loans. We didn't, unless you bought a house in your, you know, down the road. But a lot of these kids that are living in the barracks, so there are restrictions to when you can move out and things like that and not live on base, don't have a credit score, which is part of the homeless problem, is that, you know, a lot of apartments, you have to have a credit score to get into an apartment. A lot of times, good jobs, you can't have one without a decent credit score. Here's that double-edged sword where Cambridge helps you with that. Oh, I recommend
it. You would say that the whole selection... And you know what? It's not just us going out and saying, tell people go use Cambridge. They literally are making brand new. I've got a copy. They're making brand new, beautiful, full-color brochures that locally, wherever you live, you can download these, and they will have the HOPE Collection logo right on it. And when somebody calls in and they sign up to work with Cambridge, we get credit for it. Boy, do we get credit. Every customer that decides, or a client that decides to take advantage of Cambridge Credit Services, the HOPE Collection gets paid $30 to our nonprofit, which can help pay the bills to have this radio show and other services we're doing. be the first time we have an oncoming income coming into the Hope Collection. And Joel Griffin has got to be dancing up. And this is perfect what he would recommend us to do and be a part to have. And it's really the first outward full-service program that we have to offer in the marketplace. So as this is revolutionary, both for in Hope, plus for the people that we're going to reach out and help.
You know, another great aspect of Cambridge is they work with a lot of inmates getting out of the system and helping them to be able to find avenues for incomes and paying off restitution, paying off whatever they need to pay off, and helping them from avoiding that cycle. Because a lot of times when, you know, selling drugs, for instance, it's quick, it's easy money. And trying to find a job and do all that, sometimes you hear so many no's, it's easier to fall back into that hole and go back to what you know. And so we're also partnering with Cambridge to help with that mental aspect, too, to help them calm down, relax, and think of other avenues outside that box.
Hello. It's really making a difference. I appreciate you, Mary. You've been so instrumental in bringing to the Hope Collection so many new facets of becoming a better provider and a better organization to help. Truly, you know, when we talk about helping others by helping them help others, this, we live up to our title, who we are, and what our mission statement is all about. And so it's a great thing. This is I called Artis Griffin, Joel's wife, and when I told her about it, when it was offered to us, it didn't take me 2 minutes to say yes. And then we went through a review. We got, by the way, we got vetted. They checked out the Hope Collection before they said, we'll put your name on our brochures. And that way we have a tool that's professional. And people, it gives credibility. And this is an organization that has got a top rating, credit rating with a Better Business Bureau. They've been recognized by many, many organizations. And I was telling Bob earlier, Mary, one of their organizations that they partner with, you ever heard of AMAC? That's the equivalent of AARP, but it's a conservative company because they don't give money to political parties. And AARP gives direct funding, lots of it, to the Democratic Party. Now, there's an issue there because they help to prevent political, or they try to help different causes to help seniors. And so they feel committed as their nonprofit, AARP, and they do provide services. But they give to one particular political party. And I don't believe in that political party in any way, shape, or form. I believe in killing babies or killing older people. So I think they're hypocrites. So they're not involved, but they do work with AMAC. And they support, and then AMAC is reaching out to talk all their members and make their services available to seniors all around the country. So they're a credible source, and they already have brochures with their name on them. Well, now we're going to have a brochure that every single person that's got a member of the Hope Board or the Hope Collection, when you join up, you can use their services or promote their services. It will have our name on it with Cambridge. Our logo is going to be prominently placed on that brochure. So we are really extending out who we are and how we work. And right now, anybody who goes to thehopecollection.com and signs up, you now have availability of these services to provide your friends and family. I'm very proud. Now, the brochures are still being made. We don't have them copied. I have to sign off on them when they come. They haven't come yet. I'm watching for them. It should happen probably this week. We just started this up, 3 weeks ago, Mary? I mean, it just happened. And so I'm real excited. Well, it took me about 30 seconds to say, let's do this. And we know firsthand what their services can do because we've been personally touched by it. We've actually used, I didn't use Cambridge. I used a sister company that was sponsored by locally in Buffalo, United Way. nonprofit sponsored Cambridge, and I'm sorry, they use services like Cambridge, and we use them not for us personally when we were first married and had some credit card issues. And then we had another couple friends, and then we actually got a couple that were $35,000 in debt. We got them through and out of that, and their credit rating was so bad. 3 years after I started doing this, they turned the key in their old house, walked away, and moved into a brand new condo. And it was made for them specifically. One floor, first floor laundromat, so they didn't have to climb stairs, and they were physically challenged. So had bathroom with each bedroom. I mean, it was really, when we lined up with a realtor to help find a property for these folks, I was told by the realtor what the list of things they wanted to have doesn't exist. And you know, the miracle of all this happening, 3 days later, the real estate agent called me and told me he got to get this couple over to this house, this condo, and it was over by the University of Buffalo, beautiful neighborhood. And guess what? 9 years ago, they moved into this on Halloween. They moved into their dream home. We made it happen because we had a tool like Cambridge that could make it happen, and we did it. And they thank us all the time. In fact, Linda's going to be with the couple today. They're getting some upgrading the appliances and stuff. And so Linda's going over there to meet with her while they get that stuff delivered. And so we know the power of this tool firsthand. So I'm really excited. I'm just so excited to be able to make it available. Going to do it freely. I mean, this is something that's going to be able to freely recommend to people and with total credibility, integrity, and we're not selling it. No, it's not like there's some fee that somebody's going to get charged. No, it doesn't. Now, for doing it, Cambridge, what they do is they get from the financial companies, we get paid, they pay us an incentive to help bring people to get service. To help people, we get paid. So, we're getting towards the end of the show here. It's going to be closing up. But I just want you to know, keep an eye on your website, The Hope Collection. You'll see it announced real soon. So, thank you. Has anybody got anything else they'd like to contribute to the show this morning?
You know, because of the current economy that we're surviving in right now in our country, the high inflation and the high interest rates have caused tremendous amount of additional credit card debt, for individuals, and so that's an area that I'm sure that this company can help a lot of people in. Is how to reduce that additional credit card debt that they've accumulated, and so I think I'm pretty excited about that they're we can help people in that area. I know a number of people that their credit card interest rates have gone from very low to in the range of 20 to 30%. And It's hurting people. And not only is the inflation hurting people, but the high interest rates are hurting people tremendously right now.
Well, that's great, Bob. And we're really going to be able to – I really see, and we're going to make a difference in the people's lives in a big way. So we'll be talking a lot more about that as we go forward. And I will send out, obviously, for all the members of the board – and I will send out an email package with all the PFDs, PDFs, whatever they're called. I'll send those to you so you can download them right away as soon as they're available. But the reason they're not available is they're adapting the brochure with our logo on it. So when you're handing out, it's going to link the service to the Hope Collection. And we're doing it. We will be known as making a difference. And because they know you, and you're the Hope Collection, then you're going to have credibility, and it's in print. It's part of a brochure. There's real great strength in that. So I think you'll be excited when this happens. So, Mary, anything else that you wanted to share?
I do have one comment. We've had some issues where individuals who were not affiliated with the Hope Collection using the Hope Collection name to do things for themselves or raise money in different organizations. So unless you see it approved by the Hope Collection, it is not an affiliate in any shape or form with our organization.
Absolutely. It's a good, I don't want to call it disclaimer, but it's a very important thing. Our name can't be used because we cannot be held accountable for organizations or situations that we don't have. We have not vetted the board. We have a board that goes out and checks to make sure something's good and approved. And I'm not saying accusing anybody of, but you know, we don't have any control. If we don't know about it, and our name gets used, it has to be a positive thing. You're absolutely right, Mary. Thank you for doing that because we need to remind people. And this this brochure, I mean this brochure, this show is archived, so a lot of people come and watch it, listen to it at a different time. And so we always want to make sure that everybody knows that when the Hope Collection name is on it, you can trust it. So thank you, Mary.
Yes. And, you know, it'll have our seal of approval, but we will also talk about it on the radio, on our social media accounts. We will post any event that we sponsor on all of our forums so that people can see it.
Absolutely.
I want to thank, Ronnie, I want to thank Mary for her contributions on last Tuesday. She was talking with Rick Reese on the radio show and about the her efforts with helping out people with special needs. And there was a lot of great information Mary was giving out about what was available and so forth. And thank you, Mary, for that. We appreciate you.
Not a problem. There'll be more on Monday's show, Hometown Heroes, about neurodiversity and different things about neurodiversity. Monday's Hometown Heroes, we're going to just break down what neurodiversity is. Because being a new term, not everybody understands it.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get it burned into our psyche so we can just off the top of our head just say that. And know and knowing and understanding what it is, what that label means. And how we are affecting, we're not affected, we're affecting people in this world to make it a better world. And so, thank you, Mary. Another direction that we're going down, and with Rick Reed, Rick Reese has been promoting and developing things that are going to help us be more effective. That's truly what we always want to be at the Hope Collection, finding ways to be effective and make life better, make it a better world, as Lynn Cain would say. So thank you, everyone. We're going to close the show up for today. Monday is Hometown Heroes Day at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. Phone number is the same as this one, 714-816-4686. And invite a friend. You know, it doesn't hurt to invite a friend to come listen in. And they may be able to tell us about something, or they may be able to induce us something that can help or help somebody else. So please don't be hesitant in inviting people to these shows. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thank you, Ronnie.